Okay, so one important point before we go back to Shkoyach is I saw the Pnei Yeshua over here. Pnei Yeshua is very myrish. It's a long Pnei Yeshua, but he essentially says like this. The kasha we asked yesterday was, the kasha Chayusus was asking on Rashi, is that Rashi is learning the Sugya only according to Reish Lakish. Not according to Vyechanon. And not according to a Meimar who said that even Reish Lakish is Maida, that a Goy has a Mishich. Rashi is learning only according to Reish Lakish, not a Libid HaMeimar, which is basically, the drasha is, the Goy has only Kinyan Kasif and not Kinyan Mashiach. So therefore the Gemara was bothered. You can't bring a raya from an Eved Ivri that's Nimka Lagoy to an Eved Ivri that's Nimka to a Jew, because maybe the only reason Kasif works by the one that's Nimka to a Goy is because the only Kinyan the Goy has is Kasif. It doesn't have Mashiach. So the kasha was what's forcing Rashi to learn the Sugya only with the Reish Lakish. Tosfos said a pshat that works out even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos said a different pshat in the Gemara which works out even according to Rabbi Yochanan. What forced Rashi? So basically, what Pnei Yeshua says over there, he says a lot of things there, but what he's saying over there is that Rashi understood that the whole Shakti V'tayv, the Gemara, is only because of Reish Lakish. Meaning, Yeshua says, the Torah says, the Torah says, ki tikna eved ivri. The Torah says, he brings all the psukim over here by the Avodah. It's all the Shonas of buying and selling. He says, buying and selling always means with kesef. That's Mekach HaMemka. Mekach HaMemka is done with Kinyan Kesef. He says, according to Yoichanan, the Gemara never would even have to be bothered by these kashas. He says, according to Yoichanan, it's poshut. What else would work to be kind to be kind in heaven? Yoichanan holds that Mois kindness everywhere by every Mekach HaMemka. There should be no worse. He says the only reason the Gemara was bothered by these kashas in the first place, you know, how do you know? And maybe just because you've proven it by Nimka the Goy, maybe that's not enough of a ride by Nimka the Jew, is only because the Daz Beis Lakish, who holds that a Mekach HaMemka Mois isn't enough. You have to come on to Mashiach. So in him are asking, how do you know here Mois is enough? That's the whole kasha in the first place, Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi understood. Memela, what the Gemara says, Hoyel, the Hoyel only has to finish it. She says, Reish Lakish. He says, other rabbi, he says, that's what forced Rashi to learn this pshat. Because Rashi understood, but that's the question of what's happening in the Bechlal. Okay, so you have to understand what Tosfos tells us. Okay, so it's very long for them, sure. But just to answer the kasha and Rashi, I'm saying, that's what he brings out. So he says, other rabbi, that's what pushed Rashi to learn that the whole shayla of the Gemara here is, maybe Kesef is not enough, maybe you need Mashiach. Why? Because the whole Avamina was only the Das Reish Lakish. I mean, nobody was an Avamina. It says Nimkar, it says buy and sell is Mois. Shalom Yisrael, we wouldn't be bothered by all these, we wouldn't need a Raya by each one. It wouldn't bother the Gemara so much. It's amazing when the Gemara is doing the Raya and it says, don't bring me a Raya. Hoyel, the Chulei, that oil, Rashi is the Farish, it's the Reish Lakish. Mishmanka things in Bnei Yeshua. You can look, there's two long Bnei Yeshuas. One is going on to Gemara itself, one is going on to Yisrael. But that's basically what came out from what he said in Chitas Rashi. Yeah? Good? Okay, right there. Now, the Gemara said that the way we know that money works both by Mechu Bezin and by Meichas Atzmai was from the Gezeirah Shabbat Sochir Sochir. But the Gemara said that that's only true according to one man, the Omar, who learns the Gezeirah Shabbat Sochir Sochir. So now the Gemara wants to know, who is this other aforementioned man, the Omar, who does not learn Sochir Sochir? Maybe everybody learns Sochir Sochir. What forced me to say that the Shita says that there's no such thing as Sochir Sochir? The Gemara asks, Uman Tana de Loyal of Sochir Sochir. Who is this? Who is this Tana? So, Zok the Gemara, Hai Tana, who is the Tanya? Hamaycha Atzmoy, Nimka Lishesh, V'yasral Shesh. This Tana holds that if someone's Maycha Atzmoy, ask Eli after the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz to face his kasha. Tell him. Man, Tana, yeah? Someone's Mike himself, right? Machachicha, the sugya in Parshas Bahar. Yeah, that he's Mike himself. So he says that's for Sheish and Yisrael Sheish. Mechubezin and Nimkal Sheish. Because when the Torah says Sheish, the Torah is talking about Mechubezin. What does it say Sheish? That's Machubezdin. Fine, Maikar is Atzmoi. The Sukkim there at the end of Parshas Bahar, it does not say specifically Sheshonim. Maikar is Atzmoi. How many years you need to pay off? What do you mean to pay off? That's how many years. It says, America is one of the church of the Yeshua Sheshonim. Machubezdin, no Nikolu Shesh. He can't become a Nirtza. Mechubez is a Nirtza. Because the parsha of Nirtza is written also by only by Mechubez. You don't have to give him gifts when he leaves. Mechubez is a Nirtza. The master cannot give him a Shibka Kanainis to mate him with. Mechubez is a Shibka Kanainis. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer.
To steal, to have a patient, to steal, to have a capture himself. Why? Because he gets so many more benefits. There's no benefit. He gets nothing to steal. Well, the money can buy. Yeah. The only money can buy. Yeah. Not only money can buy. Yeah. That's only by the Chubezdin, because that's written by the Chubezdin. That's why he doesn't want to go.
Because he has these children who are of them Kanaanim now. He's not going to go out with him. Okay. Because I'm there, Zev is there, Eina Nimka El Shay, Zev is there, Nirsav, Zev is there, Manikim Lloyd, Zev is there, Rabbi Moses of Kanaanis. So it's a machlaika. So my lab, how come they're what are they arguing about? Push it. The Tanakh, come along, all the stalkers talk here. And therefore, it's all the different halachas by each one. Only what's written by that one is written by that one, and what's written by that one is written by that one. So we got the Yalim talking Sakhra because it does all the things they're sharp and everybody says they all the same dinim. So we have a raya that we have a Tana that holds that does not hold the Sakhra and Sakhra. Amr of the Vyanish or the Baya, not true. It's not a raya. It's not a raya. The Kula Amr Yalim Sakhra and Sakhra. Really, I tell you, Pshat and Makhlikas is everyone holds the Sakhra and Sakhra. In general. Bahaka, Bahaka, Bahai Krak and Mitzvagi. But here, the machlokes is that the Tanakhama had specific mi'utim to take the moicher et atzmo and mechubezin out from that din. That doesn't even hold the gzeira shavah. But there are certain mi'utim that he had in the psukim that overrode, that in the gabi, these specific halachas overridden the gzeira shavah. What are those specific mi'utim? That's what the Gemara is going to come to say now. And that's where we will stop for now because nobody really saw this inside yet. So everyone should continue the Gemara inside. Usually the way this year works is some preparation. I know I'm doing good.